بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We're not sure in regards to the moon sighting. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But one more day with the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur. Allah Ta'ala give us the full reward. But being uncertain, so we'll just do some muzakara in regards to the night of Ja'izah, Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of prize giving. It is the night when the moon is sighted and the next day is Eid. That night is called Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of prize giving. And for us in i'tikaf, returning home, whether tonight or the tomorrow night, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Alhamdulillah, we sat in i'tikaf for 10 days, 9 nights, 10 nights. And the only time we'll know, as we mentioned, that we are in the Darul Imtihan. We are in the imtihan room right now, examination room right now. Whether we pass or we fail, inshallah, we all will pass. Allah is akramul akramin, will pass everyone, inshallah. Allah is very kind. Even con don't pass, will accept it, no problem. But when you go out there, then everything is different. Hazrat told us also, now we sit in i'tikaf, we don't realize, mashallah, where we're flying, which cloud we reach, cloud 9 or cloud 7. But when you go back home, now you're back to ground level. Not on cloud level, you're on ground level. Now all of a sudden is a reality call. We go home, the family is waiting, tomorrow is Eid, we've got to do this, we've got to... You know where I came from? Now you're talking about Eid, and about shopping, and about Badam Mulk and Barfi. We're talking about now Khatams and Quran and Taraweeh and Laylat and the nights of Qiyamul Layl. All of a sudden back to reality. This is real life. We'll have to get back there. Hazrat says, now we're going back home. As Hakim Sahib will say also, Rahmatullah Alayhi, when you're going back home, now don't go back with 1,000 dana tasbih in your hand. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. But no time to talk. Now you're looking only up, look at the arsh of Allah. So, no, no. Now keep your tasbih away, you're going back home. Look at the face of your wife or the children. Alhamdulillah. So I'm so happy to be back home. I say, now so sad. Now Hazrat is gone too now. Heart interview with the Satis. What beautiful nights we had. No, say, I'm so happy to be home, Alhamdulillah, to see you. I miss the family, I miss the children, I missed you. He said, show them muhabbat. Hazrat, in fact, one year Hazrat even gave us slab of chocolate too. Take chocolate for the family home. Don't go empty-handed. Take hadiya home. They teach us how to be husbands also. There's time to be Allah wala also. There's time to be a zakir, time to be an abid, time to be a musalli, time to be a husband also. Now we're going home, now the profile will change. And I'm going home now, I'm a husband, but a pious husband, a good husband, tolerant husband. All this will come. So then we don't like so depressed now. Don't want to talk, don't want to say anything. Hey, it's so nice in the masjid, etc., etc. Tell them all things. So you don't like to be at home. No, I'm happy to be home. So show happiness also, going back home. Allah Ta'ala gave us a beautiful Eid, and it was your qurbani, children's qurbani, the wife's qurbani, mother's qurbani, that they allowed us to come, alhamdulillah. Now we're going back home with happiness, khushi. As we say in Jamaat also, Nizamuddin, khushi se aao, khushi se jao, or khushi se kaam karo. Come happily, go happily, and do the work happily. So have a khush mizaj. Shakirana mizaj, or khush mizaj. Have a mizaj temperament of thanking Allah Tabarak, thanking their family, and have a temperament of happiness. Everywhere you go, bring happiness, not depression. They're sitting there with a gloomy face. Hazrat says, now put your tasbih away, and look down and walk and meet the wife, meet the children, hug them, kiss them, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give you all the full reward of it. Make du'as for them, going home, make ta'alim tonight. Few minutes, not like how we make here now. Few minutes ta'alim, some encouragement, some du'a, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. These are beautiful nights we spent here, Allah Ta'ala fully accept it and give them the full nur and barakat and the effects of it also, inshallah. So, if tonight is the night of Eid, what Allah Ta'ala has kept for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is how we are going back home with muhabbat and love and to bring the family upon deen. They might have some other intentions. Then slowly, slowly we educate them also. It can't be done overnight with a hard fist. Done with muhabbat and love. Encouragement, muhabbat, love, ta'aleem, 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 like this. They will also take to it. Birul riwayat that mentioned about du'as are accepted and sins are forgiven on the occasion of Eid. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of power, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam comes down to the earth with a group of malaika and making dua for blessings for every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see standing in ibadah or sitting and engaging in the praise and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then on the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about them to the malaika. This is because the malaika had objected when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created men. Allah ta'ala say, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ فِي أَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I want to create a vicegerent of mine, deputy of mine on earth. Malaika, they objected. Ya Allah, they're going to cause bloodshed and fasad on the earth. We praise you. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. Ya Allah, we praise you. We hymn your praises. Why are you creating insan? He's going to make all his mischief. Allah ta'ala say, see, what they did in Ramadan, O malaika. They could do so many of the wrong things. Why come stay in the house of Allah for 10 nights? They could have been everywhere doing something else, having a bride, merrymaking, sitting with the family. But they came. They came and they made ibadat. And as we mentioned before, not seeing what's happening in the sky, not seeing, knowing what's happening below the ground. But they believe it. They believe in the qabr, believe in Jannah, they believe in akhirat. Standing in salah, they're making zikr of Allah, istighfar, Quran tilawat, he's taking a rest in between. Look at them. Look at my bandas. Allah Ta'ala boasts about us. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality for us, inshallah. O Malaika, what is the reward of that employee who had fully completed his work? Allah is akramul akramin. He'll fulfill all the gaps for us. We make istighfar, especially now. We're coming to the end of the amal. Lot of istighfar. Lot of istighfar. Istighfar will cover up all the shortcomings in our amal. So Allah Ta'ala asks them, O Malaika, O angels, what is the reward of that employee who had fully completed his work? They reply, O Rabb, O Sustainer, his reward should be given to him in full. To this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, O my malaika, verily my servants, the males amongst them as well as the females, have fulfilled the compulsory duty placed upon them. Thereafter they went to the Eidgah, raising their voices in my praises. When you get to the Eidgah also, for Eid al-Fitr, then there we don't raise our voices. We say takbir also, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, but we say it softly. The day of Qurbani, Eid al-Adha, they will say it loudly. I swear by my honor, by my grace, and by my position of greatness that I shall surely answer the du'as of those people. Each day also, du'as are accepted. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the people, return, I have definitely forgiven your sins and I have exchanged them with good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those people then return from the Eidgah in a forgiven state. As a reward from Allah, all your gunas are forgiven. In this hadith it is clearly mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down with the malaika, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif, which has been explained earlier, and this is also explained clearly in many ahadith, that is in the night of power, and as it mentioned where there's pictures and dogs in the house, then malaika don't enter that house. Our phones also, Allah Ta'ala give us so feek that by now we deleted everything. Alhamdulillah, my brother sent one message yesterday, saying, Mufti Sahib, after the bayan, I went home, deleted my Facebook. Finished. I don't need the Facebook anymore. Allah's fazal. One person changes, our itikaf is done, inshallah. Remember, itikaf is about all of us put together. And all the mu'takifin in all the places they've come to the house of Allah, not for themselves, primarily for themselves, for the ummah at large. That Islam has taken place, hidayat has spread in the world, khair and barakat, all the shit, bihayai, zina, sharab, haram, all that Allah has removed the earth, remove it from the earth and clean the earth out. With this we have come. The beautiful hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Jannah is perfumed with the sweetest fragrance in Ramadan. Subhanallah. From the beginning of the year till the end is perfumed. It is being brightly decorated for this blessed month. When the first night of Ramadan appears, a wind blows from beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is called Muthira, which causes the leaves of the trees of Jannah to rustle and the door handles to sound, causing such a beautiful sound as had never been heard before. The beautiful eyed women of Jannah then step forward till they appear in the center of the balconies of Jannah, saying, is there anyone making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, that Allah ta'ala marry us to him? Hazrat says that in the days of the month of Ramadan, in the nights, we are getting proposals. The hurza sending proposals, who is there to marry me? Obviously the women folk, ladies, say, what about us? You be the queen of them. They be your khadimas. Tell them what you want. So they are sending our proposals to the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is there anyone making dua to Allah for us, that Allah ta'ala may marry us to him? Then these women call out, O Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, what night is this? He replies, Labbaik, this is the first night of Ramadan. When the doors of Jannah are open to those who fast from amongst the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam further said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, O Ridwan, open the doors of Jannah, and O Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam for those who fast in the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, under the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Jibreel, go down to the earth and tie the evil shayateen, put them in chains and throw them in the oceans, so that they do not make mischief, thereby spoiling the fast of the ummah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands a caller from the heavens to call out 3 times on every night of the month of Ramadan, is there anyone begging of me that I may grant him his desire? Is there anyone making tawbah so that I may turn mercy to him? Is there anyone begging for forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Who is there who shall give a loan? Who is there who shall give a loan to the one whose wealth does not become less, and the one who fulfills in full without giving less? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is there to give Allah ta'ala the loan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, every day at the time of iftar, we still have iftar today, maybe tomorrow also. Every day at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, free 1 million people every day. Allah ta'ala says, free 1 million people from the fire of Jahannam, all of whom had already earned entrance into Jahannam. Allah is giving, open now, freed, freed, freed. We know this time when we saw countries changing and the prisoners were freed. How, what enjoyment. Allah say, free from the fire of Jahannam. 1 million at the time of iftar. On the last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, free as many as had been said free throughout the month of Ramadan. The last night. All put Allah ta'ala frees them. On Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go down to the earth with a large army of malaika. They go down carrying a green flag, which is then planted on the top of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself has 100 wings, only 2 of which are spread out on this night, only 2 he opens. He spreads out these wings which cover from the east to the west. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then sends out the malaika on this night in all directions to make salam upon each and every one they find in ibadat, standing or sitting or performing salah, and making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They shake hands with them and say ameen to all the du'as until the morning. When the dawn comes, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam calls out, depart O malaika, depart. Depart O malaika of Allah, depart. The malaika then inquire, O Jibreel, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do regarding the needs of the faithful people among the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which they asked from him? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam replies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at them with mercy. Allah looked at them with mercy and forgave them all except 4 kinds of people. Then we sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, who are they ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are the people who are addicted to wine. Allah Ta'ala save the ummah, drug addiction, wine. Those who are disobedient to their parents, if you are disobedient, we make dua maghfirah to our parents if they have passed on. Those who do not speak to their near relatives and they break ties with them. And the mushahin. We ask, Ya Rasulullah, who are the mushahin? He replied, those who have bad feelings in their hearts for their brothers and break off relations with them. For them also there is no forgiveness. The night of Eid al-Fitr, the night that is called Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of prize giving. Allah gives prize on that night, the night of Eid al-Fitr comes along. On the morning of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the malaika to all the lands of the earth. Today was in Haramain Sharifain, Palestine also. There also was Eid today. So Allah ta'ala sends down the malaika to all the lands of the earth, where they stand at the entrance of the roads, calling out with their voice that is heard by all except man and jinn. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from here also we feel the pain for our brothers, our sisters, our families in Gaza, different parts of the world. From here also Hazrat says, understand that in reality we are only musafir in this world. Whether dunya is made or not, we have to make of akhirat. Here Allah Ta'ala will test the ups and downs in life. Doesn't mean they are failures. Doesn't mean they have failed. In all the condition, Allah could have written for them Jannati already. They're already making the Jannat. They send the amanats ahead. The babies are gone ahead, going to wait for them. There they made it big time. Here maybe not. Houses in rubble, they don't have food to eat, and we are commonly in the path of Allah. Person can have nothing in his life. His pillow on brick, his blanket newspaper, and his bed the street corner, or on bench and he's sleeping there, but he has iman in his heart. Has iman in his heart in the eyes of Allah, he's successful. He has success. Contrary to Fir'aun, palace, palatial home, no headache, no pains, all the delicious foods, and soft bed, aircon, whatever it may be, but no iman, failure. Absolute failure. So our brothers there, they already got the success. They're still reading kalima, hasbi Allah, they make, what hasbi Allah, hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakil, subhanallah. What zikr they are making, which part of their heart is coming out, and the tears that are flowing, they already got the success. Yes, we feel the pain, ya Allah, the dunya is gone. But, as we mentioned before, the alim said, ye chot laga, badan pe, na ke iman pe. This affliction hit my body, not my iman. My iman is still completely intact. They still believe in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala keep them strong and resilient. O Ummah, so Allah Ta'ala calls out. Malaika call out. Only insan and jinnat cannot hear this call. O Ummah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, come out of your houses. Come out of your houses towards your Rabb, who is noble and gracious, who grants much and forgives major sins. When they go towards the places for Eid Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the malaika, what is the reward of that worker who has completed his work? Allah ta'ala wants to give on the day of Eid. The malaika reply, O Rabb and Master, it is only right that he should receive his reward in full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I make you a witness, O my malaika, as a reward I've granted them my pleasure. Allahu Akbar. Wa ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. The greatest asset and reward from Allah is His pleasure. Allah says, I'm happy with them. I've granted them my pleasure and forgiveness for having fasted during the month of Ramadan and for having stood before me in Salah at night. O my servants, ask now of me, for I swear by my honor and my greatness that whatever you will beg of me on this day, the day of Eid, in this gathering of yours for the needs of the hereafter, I will grant it to you. And whatever you will ask for your worldly needs, I will grant it. What is good for you, I swear by my honor that as long as you shall obey my commands, I shall cover up your faults. By my honor and my greatness do I swear that I shall never disgrace you together with the sinful ones and the disbelievers. Go now from here, you are forgiven, you have pleased me, and I am pleased with you. Allah Ta'ala give us that great bounty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The malaika, on seeing this great reward given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Eid al-Fitr, become greatly pleased and happy. O Allah ta'ala, make us also of those lucky ones. Ameen. Note, the previous pages of this book already dealt with almost all that is contained in this last long hadith. However, a few points need attention. Allahu Akbar, the Shaykh has poured out his heart towards the end of this kitab. The previous pages of this book already dealt with almost all of that. The first point and most important point is that there are a few people who are deprived of the forgiveness in Ramadan and are unfortunate indeed in not being able to share the great gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the morning of Eid. Among them are those who fight and argue amongst themselves and those disobedient to their parents. Allah ta'ala has kept the door open still. Parents are gone, we make dua for them. Ya Allah, forgive them and forgive us also. And raise them and give them Jannat al-Firdaus. And now the parents are absolutely muhtaj, in need of our du'as. Somebody should ask them, you have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having doing so, what other protection do you have besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We indeed feel sad that for some reason or the other, you have made yourselves the target for the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, while at the same time being left out from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's freely granted forgiveness. Today you have disgraced your opponent and you are standing tall. For how long is this victory going to last? Meaning just fighting only. Who else can grant you protection? Who and what can stand by your side when you carry the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who can help you when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's close malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, has made dua against you while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is excluding you from His forgiveness and mercy? I plead with you, as the Shaykh is saying, I plead with you, my dear brother and sister, to think about your position at this moment. Think and stay away from all that draws you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's time to make amends and repent. And now this is the time. Tomorrow you shall have no stand before a judge, before whom no rank, honor, position and wealth will be of any help. A judge before whom only a'mal, good deeds will count, and who is indeed aware of everything we do. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive our sins as far as our relationship with Him, Allah, is concerned. But as far as our dealings with the people is concerned, He will not forgive us without us repaying them for not fulfilling their rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the bankrupt one from amongst my ummah is that person who shall appear on the day of Qiyamah, bringing with him good a'mal, good deeds like salah, sawm, fasting and charity. However, he had also sworn at someone, falsely accused someone, assaulted someone, with the result that all these people shall come forward claiming and bearing witness against him. As a repayment, his good deeds shall be taken away. Will be taken away and granted to these aggrieved persons. When his good deeds are finished, the aggrieved people, sins shall be put upon him because of him not being able to repay the full penalty through lack of good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Huququl ibad, people's rights upon us. Allah Ta'ala show us, Ya Allah, with our shortcomings. Today's majlis also, as I mentioned this morning, that look where we have erred, where we have slipped up, who we hurt, and make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, show us our faults, that we can repay these people. Ya Allah, wa ta'aluk with you. Ya Allah, you teach us how to perform the salah, how to make that wuzu, how to do things right. Beg Allah, Ya Allah, teach us. Before we reach you, put all our mu'amalat correct and make it straight for us. Hence, in this manner, he shall enter into Jahannam. We cannot describe his regret and sorrow in spite of him having had many good deeds to his account. Oh Allah, save us from that day. Oh ma yusi tamanna kyuna سوے آسمان دیکھے کہ جو منزل بمنزل اپنی محنت رائے گا دیکھیں. This is surprising for him. This is surprising for him who's lost all hope to look towards the sky. I lost hope now, Ya Allah, what's going to happen? This is surprising for him who's lost all hope to look towards the sky when every leg of the journey he sees his efforts going into vain. Ya Allah, everything disappeared. What happened to my amal? You didn't see the rights of people. Another point that needs explanation in this, we have come across many occasions and actions that cause one's sins to be forgiven. The question arises that when the sins have been forgiven on the first occasion, which sins are then forgiven later? In other words, once a person had been forgiven, there are no sins left on him. So why is forgiveness granted again now on the day of Eid? Allah forgive. Now why on the day of Eid Allah says, forgive all your sins? The answer is this: when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness descends upon mankind, those who have a burden of sins, their sins are wiped out, and those fortunate people without a burden of sin are blessed and favored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, rahmat, and in'amat, bounties. A further interesting point, so the forgiveness here means Allah will shower His bounties upon you now. And those whose sins aren't forgiven completely, now they'll be forgiven completely. A further interesting point to note is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again calls the malaika to witness. The question may arise, why is that so? Allah calls the malaika every time. Here I want you to remember that the questioning of the day of Qiyamah has been set. Eyewitnesses shall be brought forward to testify. Hence, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the messengers, will be required to bring witness as to whether they had delivered their message or not. They'll also be called. Every Nabi of Allah will be called. Did you deliver the message? Very often our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, verily you shall be asked about me. Oh my ummat, you will be asked about me and my mission, whether I passed the message to you. So bear witness that I did deliver the message. قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَدَيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ. Ya Nabi of Allah, you passed the message. You fulfilled the amanah. Sahaba Ikram give the reply already on the plains of Mina and Arafat. In Bukhari Sharif, we read a hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, the Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will be called and asked, did you deliver the message in the proper manner? And how much Qurban he didn't give, the deen of Allah. He shall reply, yes, I did. Then his ummah shall be asked, his ummah will be asked. They deliver their message, they shall reply, ma ja'ana min bashirin wala nadhir. What they will say? No, neither did they bring of glad tidings come to us, nor did the warner come. That's the reply they'll give. Whereupon Nuh alayhi salatu salam will be called to bring witness. He shall call upon, Ya Allah, who's going to back me up now? Who is there? So on that day, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, he will call upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. And his ummah. How are we going to give witness? We didn't see Nuh alayhi salatu salam, but he'll call us on the day of Qiyamah. Now you imagine you're standing in the court, who's your witness? You're looking around. And you find a witness there, he was there. You say, Ya Allah, I had no legs to stand on. Finally, the person was there, he knew what happened. So the Nabi of Allah will call, Nuh alayhi salam, call Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. This ummah shall be called forward and they shall testify to the truth of Nuh alayhi salatu salam's evidence. How is that possible? Our Nabi told us in Quran Sharif. We heard the ahadith and whatever he told us, 100% haqq. We heard him, we heard the Quran Sharif, we heard in Taraweeh also, we heard for tafsir lesson, we heard for majalis. We heard it. We read the ahadith, we heard the ahadith. But we can be tested. Our Nabi told us. Yes, we gave the message. In some versions of this hadith, this ummah shall be cross-questioned. How do you know that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you know? You weren't there. When you were not present at that time, so the ummah shall reply, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam informed us of that. In the same manner, all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam will be questioned. For this, the Quran Kareem says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Thus we made you an ummah, justly balanced, that you might be a witness over the nations. We are the last one, but the first to go to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala make us in the Jamaat also. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi writes, that on the day of Qiyamah, there shall be four types of witnesses, the Malaika. Then he gives the ayat also. So the Malaika will be one witness. Then the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam will be witnesses. Then the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ. And the different types, different parts of man's body, they will give witness on the day of Qiyamah. The last hadith also mentions one glad tiding for the fortunate ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who are obedient to him will not be disgraced and humiliated in front of the disbelievers and sinners. This is the great extent of Allah Ta'ala's grace and kindness, and also the regard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows for the status of the Muslim. Allah will not disgrace us under the disbelievers. Along with now, we have Iman Amali Saliha. Another of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and favor for those who sought His pleasure is that their faults and sins will be covered up on this day, on the day of Qiyamah. Ajib Hazrat says in the riwayat also, the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will call one person and take a Hisab Kitab. Allah will call him forward. And in front of the whole khalaiq, the whole creation will be there. And Allah will call him up. Allah will say, what you did? And his amal will be opened up. He'll be made to stand there, you did this. And now he's thinking, Ya Allah, my family is here, children are here, parents are here, murids are here, students are here. My whole fazbing will open up. Ya Allah. And Allah will recount. Recollect, you did this. Say, I'm finished. Customs officer opens the bag now. I said, oh, I got a problem now. And now the receipts are coming out. How much you spent? I said, finished now. Then after the whole thing, Allah will open up the files. Allah will tell him, look back. He looked back, he realized, you closed the room. He says, yes, I brought you in camera, I closed the room. Oh my banda, in dunya I concealed you, today too I'll conceal you. Today too I'll conceal you. I kept this jannat for you. What do I say? Say to Allah, Ya Allah, but there's more gunas you didn't count yet. Allah is akramul akramim. Allah, you can give me more now. Allah says, I didn't disgrace you in dunya, He also will cover you up. So kind Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call a believer to come near to him. Is it? We'll call a believer to come near to him, and a curtain shall be drawn so that no one else can see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then remind him of each and every sin of his, which he will admit to. On seeing his numerous sins, that person will feel that he had indeed failed and should be doomed. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, in the world I covered your faults, and today also I will hide them and forgive you. Thereafter, his book of good deeds will be given to him. The right hand, I said, now I made it. Now I made it. Now, not looking back, I'm only looking one way direction of Jannat. The contents of this hadith also contain in many other hadith as well. One should therefore be careful of not humiliating and attacking the righteous ones for their sins, because it is possible that their sins will be forgiven. In the end, we may be the real losers due to backbiting, mocking and insulting those who in their own manner seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may cover their faults and forgive them through the blessings of the other good deeds, while we who continue to backbite, mock and insult them may be the cause of our own destruction. Hazrat says also, who mocks, who backbites, people don't have work. Don't have work. Now we say, tabligh is like that, khanka is like that, ulama. One time I asked Hazrat, people say these things now. Oh, the khanka people, they don't want jamaat. Jamaat people don't make zikr. He said, gee, Mawlana, people don't have work, they do this. If they're making gush, you've got no time for this. If he's making zikr also, you've got no time for all these things. Those that have nothing to do, now they got time. Now they got time and to make this taqaza now, ghibat. He said, come, karo. Do work, you don't got time for anybody else, what he's doing, what he's not doing. He said, you do your work, you carry on doing work. Qiyamah day, Allah Ta'ala will judge after that. We can't judge who's doing what, who's the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is left to Allah. We are doing with fear. We are doing work with fear. Ya Allah, just accept it. Just accept it. Now we become so overconfident sometimes, Hazrat says. Then now I got khilafat. Oh, I'm already there, alhamdulillah. I got khilafat. I'm on the shura now. Hey, the way I can give the bayan and tashkil, alhamdulillah. People are moving on my strength. Say, no, boy, have fear. Have fear, ya Allah. I don't know whether they accept it or not. Doesn't mean now I'm moving people. People came because of me. Nothing. They say nothing. Just one small banda. One small, simple slave of Allah. Everything around you, just blind, is just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't say anybody else's fault. And we also say sometimes, which husband regards his wife to be a waliya? Nobody. How are we supposed to treat the awliya? Say, maybe your wife also is a waliya of Allah. Treat her like a waliya of Allah also. Like how you treat the big, big mashayikh, my wife now. How easy we just judge her. But how many khatams they must have made more than us also. How much zikr they are making, we can't even match them. How much guna we not making, they are hardly. He says, regard also to be a friend of Allah. Treat her like that also. This hadith also states that the night before the day of Eid is called the night of prize giving. The night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the true reward to His servants, this night should also be properly appreciated. Once an announcement has been made that tomorrow is Eid, many of us, including the pious, go to sleep. Now we can sleep. It's no more odd night, now it's an even night. So we go to sleep. Whereas this is also a night that should be spent in ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever remains awake for ibadah on the nights preceding both the Eid with the aim of gaining reward, his heart will not die on that day when hearts will die. The meaning here is that at the time when evil will overcome all the hearts in the world, evil will overcome the hearts, his heart shall stay alive, guarded against evil. The jali time, Allah will guide his heart. But he stayed awake on this nice warrior. It may also refer to the time when the sur, the trumpet, shall be blown to announce the day of Qiyamah. Then on that day his soul shall not become unconscious. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَةِ وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ. When the surah will be blown and all will be fallen unconscious, Allah will keep his heart alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also reported to have said, whoever stays awake for ibadah on the following five nights, entrance into Jannah becomes wajib for him. Laylatul Tarawiyah, the night before Eid Zulhijjah. Then Laylatul Arafah, the ninth of Zulhijjah. SubhanAllah, Hajis are there, all preparing to go to Arafah. And that night he stays awake also, crying to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, if I could be there also, Allah take all of us inshallah. Laylatul Nahar, the night before the 10th Zulhijjah, all these are beautiful nights of Hajj, the night before Eid al-Fitr, the night of the 15th Sha'ban. The Fuqaha have written that it is mustahab to remain in ibadat on the nights before Eid. It is reported from Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh in his kitab that there are five nights in which du'as are accepted: the night before Friday, the night before both the Eids, the first night of Rajab, Laylatul Barad, the 15th of Sha'ban. Finally, as the Shaykh says, point of note, among the pious it is said that because of the exceptional greatness of the Friday night, one should spend this night in ibadah during the month of Ramadan. But there are some ahadith that prohibit us from fixing only that particular night for ibadah, that is the Laylatul Jumu'ah.
Therefore, it is advisable that one or two other nights should also be joined with that night of Laylatul Jumu'ah. In conclusion, what the Shaykh says, Rahmatul Alayh, in conclusion, SubhanAllah, this hadith, my dear brothers. When you grew up in Stanger, then the moon should be sighted. Then after Isha Salah, Marhum Yusuf Tuta Sahib Rahmatullah should stand up with this kitab. And tears upon tears. These were the writing of his Shaykh also, and Abu Dada Shaykh also. And he would read this with great relish, that tonight is the night of Jaiza, spend the night in Ibadah, that he would cry profusely. And staying also was the place as the Shaykh made his last i'tikaf day also. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah is saying, in conclusion, as I have come now to the end of this kitab, I hope that this will be a benefit to those who seek Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. I beg and plead for all the readers to make dua for me, the humble writer of these pages. During these special hours of Ramadan, it is possible that because of your dua, Allah Ta'ala will bestow His happiness and love upon me too. May Allah for His qabrul nur. At least as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. And all our seniors and elders to whom we have this beautiful garden of deen. Our honorable Shaykh also. And our dad, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And all our elders, Allah Ta'ala fully qabru. Allah raise them. As I said, how I wait for the day. Allah Ta'ala give us a reality. I wait for the day when in Jannat Allah Ta'ala will call me. I say, now sit now. Sit to Hazrat Thani, Hazrat Gangohi. But sit to all the elders and ask them, how are they doing zikr? Khalid bin Walid, Sa'd bin Waqas, how was it in the battlefield? See, how will we to enjoy these moments with them? What will it be to sit with them? We heard so much about them. Allah Ta'ala also give us space there, inshallah. Readers are humbly requested to also include in the dua the founder, past and present staff, pupils and associates of this institute. Allah Ta'ala give them the full reward. Allah Ta'ala give us also and accept our i'tikaf, overlook our shortcomings, and give us the full reward for it, inshallah. Whatever happened during this time in the house of Allah, we could fulfill the haqq of the masjid. Our brothers also, our satis also, overlook one another, forgive one another, keep our hearts clean, don't have any ill feelings for one another. Like this, Allah Ta'ala will accept our i'tikaf and give us more than we can imagine also, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا كريم يا حليم يا واسع المغفرة يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا الله we don't know this could be the last dua of the month of Ramadan يا الله the fake ones have come to you what a fake أعمال what a fake identities يا الله we don't have the أعمال of Jannah The amal of our seniors, the amal of Sahaba. نحب الصالحين ولسنا منهم. نحب الصالحين ولسنا منهم. لعل الله يرزقنا صلاحا. Ya Allah, we love the pious, but we're not from amongst them. We love the pious, but we're not from amongst them. Ya Allah, they are your friends and your beloveds. Ya Allah, we love them, oh my Allah. We love the Sahaba, رضي الله عنه. We love Nabi Akram, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yeah, all the pious ones of the Ummah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, to whom we have our deen, Ya Allah, fully qabar and noor, and raise them, O my Allah, give them the full reward, give our parents the full reward. Ya Allah, they send us to Maktab, O my Allah. They allowed us to become ulama and ufas. They supported us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, reward them the best of rewards. If they have reached the qabar, O my Allah, give them the full reward. Ya Allah, blow the cool winds of Jannat upon them, give them rahat and sukoon. Ya Allah, our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, and all our Kabir, to whom, Ya Allah, we have the beautiful garden, O my Allah, wherever in the world, O my Allah, accept them, grant them afiyat, sihat, and salamat, keep them happy, Ya Allah, keep them fresh, O my Allah, save them from all the pangs and difficulties of dunya, make the journey easy for them, their families, their progeny, till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we love them, we love the pious, we don't have the amal, we don't have the piety, Ya Allah, maybe one day you'll make us amongst them, O my Allah. Before we reach your Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of Amal, The sweetness of your qurbu may Allah be close to. And Allah give us the sweetness of iman. And will never take it away from us, oh, may Allah. Give us our families, our parents, our spouses, our sisters, our brothers, our nephews, our nieces, our family members, our neighbors, our friends, our students, our muta'alliqeen, oh, may Allah, our musallis. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give such iman, oh may Allah, that nothing can come between us and you, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a solid iman, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is slipping away. We don't know how many moments we have left. But you are Rabbi Kareem. You are Rabbi Kareem. You give without asking also. You give without asking also. Oh may Allah, we are paupers, oh may Allah. We don't even know what good to ask of you, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you said. And the reward, Ya Allah, for Rosa is you. Ya Allah, you become our reward. Make us your ghost. Say, Musa, Azab-i Qabr, Azab-i Jahannam. Become happy with us. Become proud of us, oh, Ya Allah. We are weaklings. We are the weakest part of the ummah in this zamana, oh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, reward us. And the entire ummah, oh, Ya Allah. Relieve the ummah. Relieve the ummah. Keep the izzat of the ummah. Give honor to the ummah. Give hidayah to the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept our roza, accept our i'tikaf, accept our satis and our friends. Wherever i'tikaf took place in the world, Ya Allah, fully accept it. Make it a means of hidayah, O Ya Allah, means of khair and islah of the ummah. Ya Allah, remove all the fitnas in the world, O Ya Allah. Save our children all the haram things, O Ya Allah. All the filthy websites and all the avenues. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask, we don't know what to ask. Ya Allah, we are returning home, Ya Allah, because it's in us better people, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let be muhabbat in our homes, understanding, tolerance, overlooking. Ya Allah, give us a true Eid day, the entire ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka, minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min shari ma sa'ada, minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'an, alika al-balag, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, we ask for du'as, Ya Allah, accept the du'as, accept the Ramadan, accept their fasting, accept their nights, even their sleeping, accept it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, whoever didn't ask for du'as, grant them also, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the entire year ahead, Ya Allah, keep us in your hifazat. Ya Allah, catch us, don't let us run away. Don't let us run away. Don't leave us alone. Don't leave us alone. Think of you. Ya Allah, keep us close to you. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوف لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين سبحانك اللهم